Hi, I'm Fred Caston. Welcome to Jazz New Orleans here on New Orleans Public Radio, 89.9 WWNO, WWNO.org. Every Friday night at 8 o'clock, 2 hours of the best jazz of the last 70 years with a strong accent on New Orleans and an extended conversation with our Jazz New Orleans Player of the Week. This week, that is the wonderful vocalist and educator, Jermaine Pazel, who grew up in New Orleans in a home with a piano, and a piano that got plenty of use.
My grandmother used to like to play the hymns and sing the hymns that she played. My aunts and uncles played the popular songs of the day. My mother liked to play the marches, you know. I mean, so you had the piano going all of the time.
Lots more coming up from Jermaine Pazel in just over 45 minutes here on Jazz New Orleans. Right now, lefty bassman John Lightham. Smoke 'em if you got 'em. And Lefty Leaps In is the title of the CD, and this is the Studio City Stomp. Bassman John Lynham, Lefty Leaps In is the CD, the tune, the Studio City Stomp. On Jazz New Orleans, here on New Orleans Public Radio, 89.9 WWNO. Hi, I'm Fred Cast, and thanks for stopping by for some Jazz New Orleans tonight. The weather report says Birdland, and there's a Mingus among us. The man from Tippo checks in with a look at the post-apocalyptic world, all coming up on Jazz New Orleans tonight. Coleman Hawkins is a great saxophonist, had a profound influence on other tenor players who came after him, especially his Body and Soul recording in 1939. Sonny Rollins was among the saxophonists heavily influenced by Coleman Hawkins. Sonny Rollins started out on alto sax, and his first big influence was Louis Jordan, but then
heard Coleman Hawkins playing Body and Soul, that famous record that he made. That was a big jukebox favorite all through Harlem. And Coleman Hawkins represented a little more of an intellectual approach to music, which I appreciated. And I had a yearning to know more. I loved the visceral Louis Jordan approach, but I wanted to know about all of these substitute chord changes and all of this harmonic stuff that Coleman Hawkins was one of the pioneers in. So I got to Coleman Hawkins next. He was my big idol after Louis Jordan.
Here is Coleman Hawkins with that great 1939 version of Body and Soul. Mm-hmm.
delight to see that evening sun go down. Yes, I hate to see that evening sun go down, 'cause it makes me feel like I'm on my last go round. If I'm feeling tomorrow like I feel today, yes, feeling tomorrow like I feel today, I'm gonna pack my trunk and make my getaway. Say, St. Louis woman, where's her diamond ring? She pulls her man around by her apron string. If it wasn't for the powder and the stove on hand, say that a schoolboy love is pie. Like Louis Armstrong blows so nice and high. Gonna love that man until the day I die.
I've been to the gypsy to get my fortune told. Yes, been to the gypsy to get my fortune told. Because the gypsy knows crazy about my jelly roll. Yeah. And when I went to the gypsy, she had fortunes all over the place. I'm telling you, yes, the gypsy had fortunes all over the place. But when she looked in my hand, she slapped me right in the face.
Baby, I ain't built so fine.
Who said that?
Say, I ain't good looking. Baby, I ain't built so fine.
I'm worried about what's on your mind.
But all the boys like me, 'cause I take my time.
That's the trouble now. I'm gonna grab me a picket off somebody's fence.
Wait a minute now, wait. Don't go berserk now, wait a minute.
What would that? A little picket off somebody's fence. I'm gonna whip you all over your big head until you learn some sense. Take it, tell it, tell it.
Thank you.
Thelonious Monk with Epistrophe from It's Monk's Time, and Louis Armstrong from the Louis Armstrong Plays W.C. Handy with Handy's great St. Louis Blues, the St. Louis Blues, from a mid-50s Louis Armstrong session produced by the great George Avakian, who is a frequent visitor to New Orleans for the Satchmo Summerfest and has recently done work with Dr. John on a number of tunes associated with Louis Armstrong. Dr. John's management changed, and that project is a bit in limbo, but let's hope that comes out. I know that'll be great. George Avakian and Mac Rebenheck working together on music of Louis Armstrong. Jazz New Orleans at 89.9 WWNO, New Orleans Public Radio. Hi, I'm Fred Caston. Thanks for stopping by. We've got the great Red Tyler in the mix, actually a couple of times tonight. Guitar man Dave Stryker to be heard from as well. Dr. Michael White with a Turtles tune, all forthcoming here. Jazz New Orleans is made possible in part thanks to generous support from anonymous New Orleans music lovers and the music lovers at Snug Harbor Jazz Bistro, 626 Frenchman Street. Complete schedule information available at snugjazz.com. Here's one of the signature groups of the 70s, Weather Report from Heavy Weather, Joe Zawinul's Birdland.
Thank you.
Nightcrawlers from their eponymous first CD with a tune by Steve Mazikowski, one of a suite of his tunes that evoke the spirit and rhythms of New Orleans. This one is Sidewalk Strut. And Alvin Red Tyler, the great Red Tyler from his Graciously disc with a tune of his own devising, Count 'em. Jazz New Orleans here on New Orleans Public Radio, 89.9 WWNO, WWNO.org. Hi, I'm Fred Caston. Thanks for stopping by for Jazz New Orleans tonight. Just about 10 minutes away now from our Jazz New Orleans Player of the Week extended conversation with the great Jermaine Basil. And still to come, in addition to Jermaine Basil, the Charles Mingus elegy for Prez and D.D. Bridgewater's salute to Billie Holiday. And right now it is the wonderful Topsy Chapman, born in New Orleans, raised in Kentwood, but now a longtime New Orleanian. heard here with Tom McDermott from Tom's New Orleans Duets CD. Beautiful love song written by Dave Frischberg, Our Love Rolls On.
The clouds hang low and the rains do fall, and everybody sings a little blues after all, but our love rolls on. The skies grow dark and the winds do blow, and counting on tomorrow is at best touch and go, but our love rolls on. Our love rolls on. You and I have a reason to try. We'll make it over the hill. We survive and our love is alive, 'cause our love goes stronger still, and it always will. So it's rain or shine, as the fates decide. And even if some trouble comes along for the ride, still our love rolls on. Our love rolls on.
Ever since the world ended, I don't go out as much. People that I once befriended just don't bother to stay in touch. Things that used to seem so splendid don't really matter today. It's just as well the world ended. It wasn't working anyway. Ever since the world ended, there's no more Bible Belt. Remember how we all pretended, going round lying about the way we felt. Every rule has been amended. There's no one keeping score. It's just as well the world ended. We couldn't have taken much more. Since the world ended, there's no more black or white. Ever since we all got blended, there's no more reason to fuss and fight. Dogmas that we once defended no longer seem worthwhile. Ever since the world ended, I faced the future. With a smile.
The man from Tippo, Mississippi, Mose John Allison Jr., with the title tune from Ever Since the World Ended, I Faced the Future with a Smile. Mose Allison on Jazz New Orleans. It's time now for our Jazz New Orleans Player of the Week extended conversation. Tonight, that is, with the great New Orleans vocalist and educator, Jermaine Basil. Jermaine Basil grew up in New Orleans' 7th Ward, in a home with a large extended family and a piano.
My grandmother used to like to play the hymns and sing the hymns that she played. My aunts and uncles played the popular songs of the day. My mother like to play the marches, you know. I mean, so you know, you had the piano going all of the time, because at that time we didn't have the record things and that we have today. But there was always music in the house. Somebody was playing something, and I started, like little children do, get to the piano and pick out whatever you hear. And my father used to play a song called Sweet Sue. That was the first song that I learned how to play, you know, get in the corner and pick it out.
Formal musical training commenced for Jermaine Basil a few years after her family moved to the 6th Ward, a.k.a. Treme.
One day, I must have been maybe around 11 or 12 years old, and my mother told me to come straight home from school. Don't stop along the way, you know, like children walk and you drag along, you play and all of this. And mother said, come straight home from school because we have somewhere to go. Well, I thought that meant we were going shopping. No. But we didn't go shopping. She brought me up to Xavier University. And Xavier University had what was called the Junior School of Music. And this was a school of music for children. And I didn't know I was going for a piano lesson. You know, at that time, you didn't question things, you know. But anyway, mother took me up to Xavier, and I was enrolled in the Junior School of Music. That's where the formal training began, and that's where I met many, many wonderful youngsters who turned out to be great musicians and performers and teachers and all of that. We didn't know we were going to go that way, but that was the exposure. And while I was there, the head of the program suggested that I enroll in a vocal class. So I had the piano and the vocal, and she decided that I should learn to play the bass to play with the orchestra. So, 12, 13 years old, you just follow instructions, you know. The teacher says do such, and you do that, you know. Of course, I didn't know that she had already discussed this with my parents. But anyway, it ended up with the voice lessons, the piano, and the bass.
Fellow students at the Xavier Junior School included great pianists Edward Brank and Ellis Marcellus, and top-notch bassist Richard Payne. The program was run by the very accomplished and demanding Sister Mary Letitia.
She is the one, when you hear that little sound that I make. She is the one that demonstrated that to the orchestra. When we were playing and she wanted something done, she wanted to show the trumpets or trombones, the brass people, how to do a certain thing. She would do that little thing, you know. Uh-huh. And when I started doing gigs, I found myself doing that.
Going back to your roots.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, all of those influences, you know.
Uh-huh. Well, you told me one time that she had very high expectations for her students.
She did. She did. She didn't accept anything less than your best. And that rubbed off on me, too, because not only did I try to do my very best, but when I got into the classroom, I didn't accept less than the best. You know, whatever your best was, that's what I wanted.
The music Jermaine Basil studied and played at the Xavier Junior School and later at Xavier University, where she earned a degree in music education, was mostly classical. Her jazz education started at home.
One of my brothers was very much into the jazz, and that got me involved in it. And we started listening to Stan Kenton and Woody Herman's Third Heard, and Dave Brubeck and Charlie Parker, and you know, all of those people. We were listening to vocalists Ella and Sarah and, you know, Betty Carter, all of these people. So that was the listening. And I want to say that my brother had a group of friends who were musicians, like Johnny Fernandez, Bill Fisher, and, you know, those guys. And those guys would come to our house to listen to music. You know, it was the weirdest thing. You know, 5 or 6 guys sitting in the living room and just recording after recording is being played. Well, boys, So I'm sitting in the room with them, you know. I mean, that was nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I was also interested in the music. But my mom used to come and peep to see if anything was going on because it was so quiet. Nobody talked. You know, you didn't talk while the record was playing. And after you listen to it, you might say, well, did you hear what he did on this band? I didn't know what they were talking about, and I just listened, you know. Yeah. Can I get a glass of water, please? I mean, it was just so soft that they would speak. So my mother, you know, used to come and see what was going on because all she heard was the music, no conversations. But that was intense listening. And that was a lesson I learned. You know, you have to listen. When you're doing music, you have to listen. Not only listen to yourself, but you must listen to everything that's going on.
Jermaine Basel became a polished, exuberant, engaging, utterly professional performer. But performance played second fiddle to teaching for her through a long career of music education that began in Thibodaux right after she completed her degree at Xavier.
It was very special. And I actually think that teaching is my calling. You know, I did the thing on the side, you know, I did the gigs on the side because that was the fun part. But it was never a job. I didn't even try to pursue that as a career because the teaching is the thing.
Jermaine Basel has retired from teaching, but she continues to pursue her hobby of making great music with performances most Sunday nights at 8 in the Jazz Playhouse at the Royal Sonesta. Here is Jermaine Basel from New Orleans Music Vocal Jazz, backed by the Red Tyler Quartet, Secret Love.
Once I had a secret love that lived within the heart of me. All too soon, my secret love became impatient to be free, so I told the friendly star the way that dreamers often do. Just how wonderful you are, and why I'm so in love with you. Now I shout it from the highest hill. Golden daffodil. At last,
Jermaine Basso from New Orleans Music, Vocal Jazz, with Secret Love, our Jazz New Orleans Player of the Week. Jazz New Orleans is made possible in part thanks to generous support from anonymous New Orleans music lovers and the music lovers at Snug Harbor Jazz Bistro, 626 Frenchman Street. Complete schedule information available at snugjazz.com.